Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to New Beginning Ambassador for Yeshua. There will be two alternate guest hosts this evening, Ms. Margaret Denny and Sister Eileen Armstrong, replacing Deacon Wes Armstrong. To God be the glory. Be blessed, everyone. Be blessed. Come on, are you on? I don't hear you.
Blessings, everyone. Glory blessings, everyone. This is Sister Margaret Denny. Sister Eileen and I will be filling in for Deacon this evening. Just want to give you all thanks for coming aboard with us to talk with us about the glorious word. We are very happy to give you the word of my Lord. And Sister Mary, are you on? Come on. I'll let you start off. Okay, she must not be on yet. But today, I want to talk to you. Hello, Sister Mary.
Hello.
How you doing, Hello. Sister Mary?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sister Margaret?
I'm fabulous. I can't be nothing but fabulous.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be on tonight in Brother Wes's, Deacon Armstrong's place. He's sort of under the weather tonight, tired, but we're glad to be on tonight. And our subject is hope tonight.
It's
hope tonight. And we're just glad to be with you on tonight, Sister Margaret. And we're just going to be talking about hope along with you. And we know Satan wants to take our hope away. And my hope is Christ Jesus. And that's why he wants to steal hope. But tonight we know that our hope is in Christ Jesus. And we're going to stand regardless of what comes our way. But we're going to have prayer first. We're going to have prayer. So, Sister, you want to lead us in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Glorious, precious, loving my love, giving you praise, honor, thanks, and glory this evening. Thank you because we were able to get together and to worship you in spirit and in truth, to glorify you through your word. And we thank you for the opportunity to be together in this moment. Thank you for everyone that called in. Thank you for letting us there, for calling. Thank you for our space tonight. We love you, my love. Thank you so much for your endurance and your pleasure and your sanity and your wonderfulness. Thank you so much because you are so great. We pray that you touch each and everyone on this line, on the podcast line, throughout the podcast area. Just touch each and everyone as they listen to the word by my own Sister Mary, my sister, my glorious sister who will bring the true hope to everyone. Take it out, sister. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we know our hope is in Christ Jesus tonight. And tonight, that's why we're holding on to him. Because we know if we continue to hold on to Jesus Christ, we know our end is going to be everlasting life. And we know Satan's end is going to be the lake of fire. And so we got some scriptures we're going to share with you tonight. We're going to ask you to go to Ephesians 1. We're going to ask you to go to Ephesians, the first chapter. Ephesians 1. Praise God. We're going to start at the 15th verse. Therefore also, after I heard of your faith and the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding, been enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of the calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. See, we believe what the word of God says. We got hope that we're going to see him for ourselves when we've never seen Jesus with the natural eye. But we believe that he rose from the dead, that Jesus died on Calvary's cross, rose from the dead, went into the pits of hell, preached to those damnable spirits, rose the third day morning, went back to the Father, and he's sitting on the right hand making intercession for us, and we're going to be able to go back with him when he comes back for the church, and we're going to live forevermore.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We've got that hope today, and that's why Satan tries so hard to steal our hope away, because if we don't have hope, we'll give up. And we'll die with that hope on our side. So that's why he tries to steal our hope away. But we got hope today. The sinner man don't have hope, because when the sinner man dies, his soul's lost. But once Jesus comes for us and we fall asleep, we go to paradise. And when Gabriel blows that horn, he don't blow it loud, he blows it soft, because we're asleep, fish, and we wake up. Praise God, because he don't have to blow it loud. He blows it soft, and we wake up to rise to meet the Lord in the air. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Why? Because we wake up, we got hope that we're going to live forever with Jesus Christ. So we got hope today. That's why Satan fights so hard to steal our hope. He's still trying to get back at God through God's children. But he's a liar today. But we got hope today in Christ Jesus. Hope is things. Faith and hope goes together. Just like faith is things. The evidence of things not seen. When you see it, that's not faith. But when you don't see it, you hope for it, because you don't see it, but you got hope to see it. And can I give you another verse before I turn you loose, Sister Margaret? Let's go to Romans 24. Let's go to Romans 8. Let's go to Romans 8, 24. 8:24. 8:24. Let's go to 8:24. 8:24 through 27. 8:24. 8:24. Okay. Says, it says now, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what we see, why doeth we yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, but we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So what we see, we don't have to hope for, but we see it. So when we hope for,
We don't see it, but we got faith to believe that that thing is going to happen. That's why we're still hoping. We haven't seen Jesus with our natural eyes, but we believe in that he's coming back for us. We believe in that we're going to live with him forevermore. That's why we live for him day by day. We live holy day by day because we believe in what the Word of God says, not what people, we've heard it preached, we've read it in the Word of God, and it's deep down in our hearts, so therefore we're living according to the Word of God. And that hope is in us that we're going to live with him one day. That hope is down on the inside. So therefore, we live in according to the word of God that we're going to be with him one day in Christ Jesus. So therefore, we live in it every day of our life because we know one of these days we're going to see him for ourselves and we won't have to worry no more because we'll be with him. Praise the Lord. Okay, Sister Margaret. We're going to let you say.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise. You go on. Then I can talk some more. You go.
Okay. Well, everybody, as we know, hope is a desire. It's an expectation of a desire. Because our desire is to be with my love. We want to be with him wholeheartedly and truly. We want to be with him. We want to go back when he comes. We want to be raptured up. So I hope, our desire, I hope is within the coming of my Lord because he's coming back. But that
yes,
a fall he wrinkle, he's coming back. He will not take He will not take any wrinkles. He wants you pressed clean. You've got to be clean. You've got to be pressed. You've got to be whole. You've got to be just. You have to be able to stand forward and stand before him and say, yes, Lord, I have done this, I have done this, and I have done this. And be honest and true, and then you'll gain your everlasting wings. Because you will never be able to have them. Because you'll get your everlasting wings to be able to float mysteriously, to float around and be able to encompass everything around you. Because he is the essence of the glory of every single thing that's going to be around you. So I desire that. Who else desires that? I desire to be encompassed. I desire to be encased. I desire for all hope in my love because my love is true. Everything about him is every bit true. It's the absolute truth. There's nothing wavering. There's nothing sorrow. But the hope is tremendous because we desire, I just speak personally. I desire to make my goal heaven. So I'm living according to what the Lord tells me to live. I do not lie. I do not steal. I do not backbite. I do not do any other sin. Nothing do I do. Because I got to live according to what the Lord says. I do not use anybody. I do not deceive anybody. I will not do any of those things. Because I am living toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in my Lord Jesus Christ. I am so enamored of my love because he is so wonderful. He is so, the hope, the desire, the glory to be with him is beyond measure. We cannot measure the joy. We cannot measure the sainthood that we encompass because he is the absolute. There's nothing else but him.
Amen.
Now, everybody can lie to you. Everybody can deceive you. But know for sure, my Lord, he will never do that. The only thing he will do is he will capture your heart completely and hold you close. He will hold you where you can't even mess up because he got you and he will not let you mess up. You mess up on your own free will. But he has you trust, believe in him. Know that he has everything that you want him to be. He has said, I am that I am. So everything belongs in the case from him. Everything is him. Yeah. Everything belongs to him. Everything is the case around him. We have to be honest and true and know that we are His and that He is ours.
That's
so
right.
The desire is to work proficiently, to work in the sainthood of salvation, to know that we are His and we are able to move according to His will and His way. We have to live according to the Holy Word.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sister Mary. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay. Okay, the mics are open and we want to let some others have something to say. We want you to feel free at this time. The subject is hope, and hope is something that Satan tries to steal from us, but we want other ones to be able to give their opinion or give something that God has done for them, and so we feel free at this time to speak out. Praise God.
Good night. Thank God for that. You were talking about hope, and God is my hope, and without Him, there is no hope. And the reason I can say that, too, is because my mind went back years ago when I was young, and I'd gotten married, and the Vietnam War was going on, and they drafted my husband, and I really didn't want him to go. And I went to Lord laid 3 sanctified Holy Ghost people on my heart. And I went to those people and I asked them to pray that my husband wouldn't have to be in the Army because I didn't want him to go. And they had already drafted him and there was nothing that I could do, he could do, or anybody could do. And, you know, they prayed. They did. They prayed and I prayed. And I was so amazed that God turned it around, and that a couple of days later, he told me when he got out, he said, when he was home, he said, well, they just gave me a ticket. They didn't tell me why. I said, they just gave me a ticket and told me I could go. And that was nothing but God. And that's when I realized at my young age that all things are possible with God. All things are possible. And also, you know, God can change what seems unchangeable. He did for me. And He's still the same God. He doesn't change. Praise God. And He is my hope. And it is having absolutely being confident that God is who He said He is, and He will do what He said He will do. That's what it is.
Amen.
God will do it. I'm a witness that He will do it.
I'm a witness.
And I thank God. And I'm going through something right now that only God can do.
Mm-hmm. Only God.
Only God can do, because my hope is in the Lord. And I'm trusting Him. Praise the Lord. I take my mammograms every year. And they come out good. And then I finally get a letter and say that something's wrong. They saw a spot. And come to find out, I had to have a biopsy. And they had to send it off to the pathologist. And they said it was a small spot, but it was cancerous. Mm-hmm. So my next step would be surgery. And they scheduled me my surgery. But when they told me, I was shocked. And I began to talk to the Lord. And by me talking to Him and my trust and my confidence and my hope being in Him, do you know God touched my body. He spoke to me when I was on my knees praying and let me know that it was going to be all right. My God. Thank you.
I'm glad.
Hallelujah. Thank you. He let me know that it was going to be all right.
Glory.
He took away the fear.
Yes, He did.
He took away the anxiety.
Yes, Lord.
He took all the doubt away.
Yes, Lord.
Everything negative, He took it away.
Yes.
And
yes,
I wasn't afraid anymore. And
thank God.
I'm not worried.
Thank you.
Because I know that God has got everything under control. He's got it in control. It's not of what the doctors told me.
No, no.
But it's what God said to me when he spoke to me. That's what I'm going on. My
hope,
is in the Lord. Now, you know when the doctors say the C word, you know how people panic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they begin to think.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
God comforted. He spoke comfort to me. He gave me that assurance. And I'm still holding on, and my hope is in the Lord because
the
Lord. He says for us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And God does not want us to fear because fear is torment.
Yes,
so I thank God for the victory. I thank God. Yes, I'm taking radiation, but I'm not worried.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not worried because I know God is on my side and he loves me. And he will do. Hallelujah.
He'll
what
he
said
he
will do.
Yeah, do
and that's because he's the only one, sister, that can do
only one.
The impossible or the
that's
unchangeable.
Right. That's right. Yes.
He's
the
only hope in him.
Only
hope
one.
In him today. I encourage everybody to hope in the Lord.
Hope in
all
the Lord.
My help comes
from
him. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
God.
I love him tonight. I thank God for what he's doing for
Hallelujah.
Me. And I encourage everybody to trust him.
Trust
him. God.
Try
my Jesus.
Try him.
He's worthy. He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Glory
be to
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Hope. That's all I have is hope in Jesus.
Hope.
Because without him, I don't have no hope.
Hope.
He is my
Amen.
Word.
Big word.
Yes,
he
is. Heaven and earth. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank
praise
you.
God, praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank God.
Mm.
Thank God. Thank with us.
Glory to God.
Story.
Thank
God.
You,
Anyone else on the line can share something with us tonight? Anyone else can share their testimony? Anyone? Praise God. Share with us. Anyone? Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to give you another scripture if no one else wants to share.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Romans 4:18-24. Talking about Abraham.
4:18-24. For against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Praise God. And being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. That was not written for his sake only, but it was imputed to him but for us also, to whom it was,
Amen.
It shall
Amen.
Be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Abraham was old in age, 100 years old, meaning the deadness of Sarah's womb, who was up in age. But God had promised him a child in their old age. He didn't stare at it. And he promised him Isaac.
and they, Sarah had Isaac at an old age. I think she was 90, he was 100. They had that child.
She was 90. Uh-huh.
God blessed them, and he blessed Sarah to have that child. Whatever
yes.
God promises you, you can bank on it. Just like Amen. You told my
Oh, yeah.
She didn't waver. God took her through the surgery. She didn't wring her hands, work, crying and going on. God brought her through the surgery. He's taking her through the radiation. God's taking her through it. He said it's going to be all right. She's going through it. When God tells you it's going to be all right, he don't go back on his
word.
We can
Amen.
Trust in God. With
Amen.
Man will you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. But yes. God will stand. His word will not fall to the ground.
Amen.
We can take God as his word. That's why we got hope today in Christ Jesus. Through God's
Amen.
Son, God became man. Hallelujah. God
yes.
became
oh, yeah.
man. And he dwelt among his people. Praise
oh.
God.
Hallelujah.
He loved man so. One scripture say, what is man that thou mindful of him? Man was God's great creation. And man, everything obeys God except man. Man don't want to obey God. But he loved man so that he became man. Praise God. He knows everything that man goes through. And he takes care of man. He loves us so. But he
yes.
hates sin. It ain't no
That's
sin
right.
that he don't hate. And it ain't no man that he don't love. Praise
Amen.
God. But he said,
Amen.
"The soul." He said, "All sin, all souls are mine. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
It shall die."
But he
Amen.
Loves
Amen.
Every man he loves. Praise God. He hope. That's why Satan tries so hard to steal our hope away. Because see, you know, once we lose hope, we give up. When you, he takes
oh, yeah.
hope away from you, you will give up. I know it was a beautiful girl that lived in Charlotte. She was beautiful. They had it on the news. Beautiful young girl. And he
mm-hmm.
stole that hope away from her, and she committed suicide. Beautiful young girl. When he takes hope out of your life, you don't see no reason to live. But, honey, you always got a reason to live. For once you take your life, Lord, have mercy. What else do you have, Lord Jesus? But we always
you have nothing.
Live. You don't have nothing. That's why he tries his best. And that's what he's doing today. He tries to destroy us getting back at God. Trying to get back at God through us. Trying to get back at God through us. That's what he's still trying to do. Just like I was reading this week, I had it on my podcast about Adam and Eve. See, he tempted Eve with the fruit. But the word of God said Adam was right there. And she gave the fruit to Adam, and he ate. When Eve ate the fruit, nothing changed. But once Adam took a hold of the fruit and ate the fruit, that's when sin entered into the world. Because Adam was the man. God gave Adam the command.
Yes,
and Adam went and ate the fruit. The whole universe changed. Oh, the whole universe changed. Everything had to die. The trees, the grass, the animals, all mankind had to die. And they saw that they were naked. And sin will make you ashamed. It will make you ashamed.
Yes.
And they sewed fig leaves together and they hid themselves because they was ashamed. Before when God came into the garden, when his voice, they would run to him. But at this time when he called Adam, they was hid because they found out they were naked and they was ashamed
And what did they do? He said, I was naked. And he said, who told you that you was naked? Did you eat of the trees? He said, that woman. Then she said, that serpent. And what did he do? He cursed the snakes and upon thy belly, thou shalt go. And done shall thou eat. On thy belly, I shall go and done. And he told the woman, the enemy, you're going to bear children. And we wouldn't have had, we was going to bear children. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. We wouldn't have had to have all this pain that we had to have to bear children. We wouldn't have had to have all that pain. And he told Adam, said, now you're going to work by the sweat of your brow and thistles and all that going to be. All that wouldn't have had to be, but he cursed the ground. And man had to work by the sweat of his brow. All that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And trees die now. The grass dies. All this and all this had to happen. But look what he had to do. He had to send his son to die. It ain't a sin that God don't hate. People say, that's just a little white lie. No, it's a lie is a lie. And if you don't get it under the blood, you're going to wake up in hell. And then the lake of fire.
Amen.
Time is winding up. It's time to get right with God. It is time. It's the signs is in the land. The signs is in the... Look at all this that's going on now in the land. Flooding, fires. All this destruction. Man killing one another. Mothers killing their babies. And all this destruction. Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
And if you're not ready to go, you're going to be lost. We love our children, but it says save yourself from this untoward generation. I want my family to be saved, but I can't hold back for my family. I have to save myself. I pray for them every night, every day. I pray for my loved ones. I pray for my neighbors, my loved ones. But, honey, I have to save myself. Because we can't die and go to hell for our children and our loved ones. We have to make sure we... The word of God said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord.
But
you
can
go in some of these churches,
Amen.
It look like in these churches. It's changed up so. Man, this preacher was preaching about years ago, you could see a sanctified one. The women look sanctified.
Yes.
They look sanctified. But now, honey, it's different. It's different now. People that's supposed to be sanctified don't look sanctified. It's a difference now. But God don't change.
Amen.
God don't change. The world, word is still the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. People change, but God don't change. If I didn't wear this mess, I ain't got no business wearing it now. God don't change.
Yeah.
He don't change. So what makes
people change
if you find back then, why am I not doing the same thing now? People change. Praise God. So we have to get this thing right, saints. We have to get it right. We have to get it right, like the Bible said. Get it like the Bible said. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Oh, yeah.
Holy, right by self. Holiness is right. And we have to get it right. One man was talking about his wife got saved. And they used to be, you know, doing things together. She got saved. And he was mad about it. Praise God. He wanted her to still be doing what he was doing. And she was just praying and going on. And she was speaking in tongues. He tried to make up a tongue, you know. And he went to the church one night. He's going to pull her out and the children's too. But he couldn't do it. Then he went another time and the Holy Ghost got a hold of him. And he went, I think he went down to the altar and God changed and saved him. praise God. He didn't like the preacher, but honey, God saved the man and changed him. God to do it. We can't say
yes,
no God. But if you put it in God's hand, God will turn it around. God will turn it around. So, honey, we have to do this thing the way the Bible says. And if we get it like the Bible says, we're going to get it right. Praise God. Now, Sister Margaret or anyone else on the line, I'm going to turn it back over to y'all. Y'all can say whatever God leads you to say. Praise God.
Okay. I do want to reiterate to everyone that Satan will do anything to anybody near you, close to you, your family, your friends, your job, no matter what it is. He will do anything to hurt you. He will do anything to pull what you have. He will use it. He has no sympathy. He has no compassion. He just has even his against my love. He wants to hurt him in any way that he can hurt him. But know this, that the wide road is full. Do not be on that wide road. That road is full. Get off the wide road. Get onto the narrow road and live holy and live righteously. Because the devil means you nothing.
That's right. That's
he can't do nothing for you. He cannot help you do anything. He cannot save your life. He cannot give you food. He cannot give you shelter. He cannot give you anything. He cannot give you sight. He cannot heal your body. He cannot make you walk. He cannot make you talk. He can't make you breathe. He cannot do nothing. Nothing but destroy. He can destroy you through your own inhibition. He can destroy you through your family, through your friends, through your job. He will try everything to take your hope away. He will do anything to take your hope. I'm a witness. He tried to do it to me. But I tell you, I'm strong, I'm faithful, and I'm true, and I know my love. I know his word. So if the devil can't get me, he can't make me falter. He can't make me sway. He can't make me hurt because I have the truth. The absolute true being. He is my everything. Nothing that I can ever imagine anybody else being. My love is. My love will comfort. He will protect. He will sanctify. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He will do everything to help you out, no matter what you need. Your health, your finances, your stability, he will work every single thing out, no matter what it is. Keep turning it over to my love. He will work it out, no matter what. Sometimes he is slack. Sometimes he won't talk to you. But know that whenever he does, but if he takes a break, it's for a reason. But know that when he talks to you, and listen to him. Listen to everything that he says. Make sure you understand that it's within us, our free will. He will not touch our free will, but the devil will. The devil will invade and corrode, no matter what it is, run disease and dismissal. He will do any and everything to hurt you. But if you saw, since you were talking about your issues, the devil's mad because you didn't give in. You did not give up. He's mad at you. He's going to throw something else at you. So be careful. No around you. He will throw something else at you. So stay prayed up always, like you are right now. I love you. I don't even know who you are. I love your spirit. Your spirit is wonderful because you have the complete holiness about within you. You assume the wholeness so everybody else can hear it. So I'm telling you, everybody, just be careful. The devil will use whoever he can. He will use your parents. He will use your kids. He will use your spouse. He will use your boss, your co-worker, even your mortgage company. He will use somebody in your mortgage company to call you and lie to you and hurt you, make you think this ain't enough. You just gotta trust my love. Trust him completely. Don't give in. Do not give up. Trust him.
That's right.
Now that he is right here. Don't say he's right there. He's right here. Because he's with every last one of us. So say he's right here with me at all times, through everything. No matter what it is, he's right here.
Yes,
know
he
that
is.
For surety that he loves all of us, no matter our life, no matter our circumstances, he loves us. He wants us to change. And that's what we are here to do. We are here to bring about a change, to share the love, the glory, the honest, the truth of our glory, because he is such a miraculous love, a true love, that not one other person can ever reach. Nobody else can reach what he is. People have tried, but they cannot reach it. Nobody can reach who he is, what he is, and how he is.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Sister, anybody else got something to say?
Yeah, I'll jump in.
Okay, jump in.
So when I think about hope, I'm thinking about, you know, in faith, I'm thinking about either it's a financial situation, it's a family situation, if somebody's going through something, it's a health situation, medical situation. And I've been through a medical situation, but glory to God, it's been over a year now. I had surgery last January. Well, that January of 2023, total knee replacement surgery. I was on here on a couple of these shows talking about it, and I struggled, and
yes,
frankly, hope was almost gone. I could tell. That there was something else there that was working against me, you know. So I was going through that. I had my first surgery. The medications didn't work, and it was just unending pain. And I was at first praying and saying, "Take this pain away," right? And I was like, "Well, yeah, that's just not the right prayer. You have to go through." And I realized I had to go through, and I realized that as I was praying, God was going to be with me as I went through versus saying, "God, just take my pain away," you know. I got through my first surgery, and God was with me. It's like that poem, Footprints, I think it's called. And it's just some footprints on the beach, and it's like, "God, why were you with me? Why were you with me? There's only one set of footprints," and I think it's like God says, "I was carrying you." There was one set of footprints, but it was me carrying you. So the first surgery, I got through the first surgery, and I had the second surgery, had the same type of issues. The harder thing about the second surgery was knowing how long the first surgery took to get beyond. You can't fool yourself. So I was thinking, okay, this pain is not going to go away for 3 months. And day by day, it was just agony. It was pain. And I just asked God to had hope. I didn't give up. You know, I had hope that this pain, I knew from the first surgery that at some point this pain was going to go away. And I knew that God was going to be there and help me get through this surgery unscathed, just like the first one. There were complications with the first surgery. You know, I was hesitant about the second surgery, but I had the second surgery in a weekend. I'm having those same symptoms, and it's pain on the scale. I talk to my clients sometimes when I'm, you know, helping them with their disability, and I'm like, okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, where's your pain? 0 being no pain, 10 being the worst pain ever, and I'm at a 9. I'm like, well, we talking right now. There's no way your pain can be a 9. You having this conversation with me, you know, then I just kind of talk to them about, okay, these levels, right? But I can tell you that my pain was, and I wasn't talking to anybody. I was on my back, my pain was at 8 or 9 all the time. I didn't think I'd get through, but I prayed that at least God would be there with me during the duration of that pain. And lo and behold, I tell you, time flies. And with 3 months, I was up and about, well, quicker than that. But this is in April when that second surgery took place. Mm-hmm. Shoot, mm-hmm. by July, I was walking on the golf course, 18 holes, you know, which takes 4.5 hours to do, and you're just walking. And now it's been a year. You know, it was January the 11th that first surgery took place. It's now February 29th of 2024, and that was a year and a month ago. So I can only thank God for that, for taking me through and having hope, because you have to have hope, because you could easily say, if the devil's working on your mind, you could easily say, I cannot make it through this. The pain is so tough, and you could lose hope. And die by suicide.
Right.
You could lose hope, and all kinds of other things can happen in your life as a result you just don't care because you have no hope. But because God was with me, I not only was able to get through these surgeries, but I was able to rehab after the surgeries. And I walk around now with no restrictions, no limitations on my walking. I was walking the other day, and I was doing all this stuff, and I think I golfed, and I was doing other stuff. We had taken a trip down to Arizona, working on the condo. We're trying to get fixed up and stuff. I looked at my watch, and it was 13,000 steps. Now, mind you, I looked online to see how many steps that you should be taking after these surgeries. They will say, well, you know, probably 6,000 steps in younger individuals, you know, they probably keep it around 5,000. I was on 13,000 and moving around great. So I've totally recovered from this surgery, and I had hope, and I prayed and didn't lose hope in God. So like my auntie said, when people say the C word, you know, there's panic that comes in. I knew from knowing that other people had had these surgeries that I would recover on the regular course. So it wasn't the C word, but even though it wasn't the C word, I was still tempted. I was still tested with severe pain for a long period of time. It was many sleepless nights, many nights crying, you know, but, you know, I prayed and God brought me through. And I talked to my aunt a little while ago, and I've got faith that she's going to get through. I know she's going to get it. It's just a matter of time seeing her when I come home, and she will be already through this because we have faith, and I know my aunts and my mom are some praying women like no other. So that's all about faith, because we can't see it. I mean, when you can, that's why I wonder how in the biblical days did these people have this faith so much as they did. I forget which man it was who was going to sacrifice his son, and he was going to do it. He had the knife in his hand. And I think our Sharon preached on this. There was a ram in the bush that provided for the sacrifice, right? So God had already had the plan worked out, you know. So just like he had the plan for my healing worked out, just like he's got the plan for her after his surgeries, what they found. And even though she's going through radiation, that's just a step toward being totally 100% better, and she will be there. And I have faith and hope that that's going to happen. Know that's going to happen. So I just wanted to say something today. I'm glad you sent me that text. I'm typically at 5 o'clock over here on the West Coast. I'm typically trying to get out of the office, get in my car, go home. But she sent me the text saying, "Hey, jump on tonight." And it was a good subject, and I'm glad I could add something to it. And it's always good listening to my relatives, my mom, my aunt, and anybody else on the line. So I love y'all, and y'all just stay safe.
We love you. Praise God. Thanks.
Love you.
Aaron, thanks for sharing. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So God did bring you through. He brought you through. It was a hard battle, but he did bring you through. And that wasn't nothing but it was God. It was God.
Because
he struggled. But prayer brought him through.
God gave me a helpmate to help me through as well. So God knew what I needed. I was thinking I'll have the surgery. I've got a hearing scheduled. I can do it remotely 3 weeks after the surgery. I looked at those papers. I couldn't even comprehend because I was in so much pain. Couldn't concentrate. But he gave me a helpmate to help me and get me through, help me with my business while I was down. Yes. So God had it all figured out already. Yes. So I just had to have faith that it was going to happen.
I tell you, she did. She hung in there and she helped you. Because it would have been awful if you didn't have nobody to stand by and help you. But she stood in there, and she sure did. She did the work.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God.
Yep.
God to pray. Thank
Indeed.
You, God. I thank you. Anyone else
want
to say something? Anyone else? Praise our God. So we thank God for hope tonight. So this a small word, but it covers big territory. Praise God. The hope
And that's why Satan tries to steal our hope. But we know in whom we believe in, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise God. We believe in him. And those that don't believe, praise God, God is still taking care of them. Praise God. Because Satan is busy, but our hope is in Christ Jesus tonight. Our hope is in him. Praise God, because he is the one that sent us through. Praise God. And we know if we continue to keep our faith and our hope in Christ Jesus, we're going to go to that place that he has prepared for us. Praise God. And we will see him for ourselves because we're going to be just like him. We're going to be just like him. Praise the Lord. And it tells us about that place where he knew Jerusalem that John saw coming down, that new Jerusalem that he's prepared for his people. We're going to be able to go there. But praise God, when he gave us that horn, the word of God said, dead in Christ is going to rise first, and the ones that's yet alive going to be called up to meet him in the air. And it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. But comfort one another with these words. So we haven't died without Jesus. We fell asleep believing that we're going to rise again. Praise God. And we're going to see him for ourselves. Because we're going to be just like him. And sin cannot tempt us any longer. Praise God. Satan cannot tempt us because we know his end. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and he's not going to be sitting on the throne. Because he's going to burn forever and ever and ever. And say, and hell was made for the devil and his angels. It was not made for mankind. But the word of God said hell is stirring up the dead and raising up, going up to meet. Because so many is being so disobedient to God that they're going into hell. But it wasn't made for humans. It was made for the devil and his angels. That Satan took with him when they kicked him out of heaven. But so many has been disobedient, and they going into hell themselves. But it was not made for us, but it was made for the devil and his angels. But we was made to glorify God. That's what we was made for, glorify God. Because he loved mankind so that he sent his son. And the son bled and died. And by his stripes we are healed. But the word says by his stripes we were healed. Praise God. And I thank God tonight for his healing power. Tonight, I thank him for his healing power. And sometimes we might see how, but we claim his healing. We claim his healing power. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we claim his healing power. Praise our God. And we just thank God tonight for the one on the line. If you're on the computer or whatever you tuned in to hear the podcast, we thank God and we ask that you pray for Deacon Armstrong because he was just tired tonight. And so he is a good speaker on the podcast. And we thank God for Apostle Armstrong and ask you to pray for him and his daughter and sons and pray for Mother Armstrong, a mother-in-law, continue to remember her. She'll be 99 this year. And we thank God for her as well. God is just a good God. And we just give him praise tonight because I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him tonight. And if no one else
can find one,
we're going to let Sister Margaret. If she would, we're going to let her close us out. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Everybody just rest.
Margaret, before we close us out, if you have something else before you close us, it's fine, too.
I do. I'm sorry. I just want everybody to rest assured that no matter the situation, no matter the problem, just rest assured that my Lord has you. He will tell you, listen to him. He will tell you, I got this. No matter what it is, he has. Never give up. Never give in. Never take down. So now that the devil will try you, no matter what. He will try, no matter what. He will try you. And he will put thoughts in your head. But don't give in. Do not give in to what he does. Just tell him the devil. Just say, Jesus. Dear Jesus. It has nothing to do with it. Dear Jesus. And my Lord, he Amen. Will rush. And he will send him on his way. But know that for certain, that he is right with you. He is not there. He's here. He is right with you. No matter what the situation, you can have anything going on. He is right with you. He will be with you no matter what. Like I said before, he is with us until the last breath. No matter our issues, no matter our problems, no matter our sins, he is right there with us. As long as you do not bless him. If you bless him against the Holy Ghost, you're wrong, so he's by. But know that he's right with us no matter what it is, no matter how it is, he is right there. Just don't give in. Don't give up. The pain, the devil will put as much pain on you as you can stand it, then you can't stand it. But he will do any and everything to hurt you. But quickly, precious, glorious love, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the bypass. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you so much for each and every one on the line. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you and bless those testimonies. Bless those people. Bless each and every one because, my loved one, I know you're right there with them. I know you're right there. Just help them no matter what it is. Help them. Touch them, heal them completely. No matter what, my love, I trust, I obey, and I acknowledge you. So do it, my love. I count this time to your mighty word. Hallelujah. Yes. I pray for everybody that will listen. Everybody, I would ask my Lord to touch each and every one of you in the way that you need touching, what you need sister. So that he will do that for you. Just trust him, obey him, believe him. Yes, I pray in a glorious mighty name of my glorious mighty Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And we say shalom to everyone and good night.
Hello.
Hello. Shalom. Praise God.
You're mad. So give me one. Give me a mask. So, just give me a mask and
that'd be good.